USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, appearing on MSNBC Friday, reacted to the August jobs report, saying there is work to be done.
Since February of 2020, we've been living with a global pandemic, and there's no roadmap on how we recover. So when we think about the investment, and we think about the American Rescue Plan and what that has done, we think about 4.5 million jobs have returned to our economy since President Biden has been sworn in as President of the United States of America. We're moving in the right direction. We have a ways to go.
Willard Scott, the beloved weatherman who charmed viewers of NBC's Today Show with his self-deprecating humor and cheerful personality, has died. He was 87. His successor on the morning news show, Al Roker, announced that Scott died peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by family. An NBC Universal spokesman confirmed the news. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.